श्री भगवान वाच, गॉड सेड, भूयैव, ही इज एड्रेसिंग अर्जुन हिज फ्रेंड यू नो एंड ही इज ड्राइविंग हिज चैरियट इन द एंसुइंग वॉर. हिज हिज चैरियटियर एंड ही इज टेलिंग अर्जुन, भूयैव महाबाहो शृणु मे परमं वचः यत्तेऽहं प्रियमाणाय वक्ष्यामि हितकामियाया. भूयैव महाबाहो, ओ द पजेसर ऑफ ग्रेट आर्म्स, द पावरफुल पर्सन, नॉट अ वीकलिंग, ही इज एड्रेसिंग हिम. भूयैव महाबाहो, ओ द पजेसर ऑफ द ग्रेट आर्म, शृणु मे परमं वचः, लिसन टू माई सुप्रीम वर्ड्स, यत्तेऽहं प्रियमाणाय वक्ष्यामि हितकामियाया. Because I'm telling you all these things for your benefit. I'm not seeking anything for it, but I'm telling you this thing for your benefit. Name viduhu suraganaha prabhavanna mahashayaha aham adihi devanang mahashinancha sarvashaha. Name viduhu suraganaha, even the gods do not know me. Prabhavanna mahashayaha, and even the greatest of seers like Moses, Jesus, or anybody, right? None of them. And there are seven great seers, you know, they will come later. And none of the greatest of the seers, you know, never know of my origin. Yo mam ajamanadincha vetti loka maheshwaram asangmulaha sarmatyesu सर्व पाप ही प्रमुच्यते. यो माम अजमानादिं च, ही हु नोज मी एज इम्यूटेबल. आई एम नॉट म्यूटेबल, आई डोंट म्यूटेट विद द म्यूटेशन द सर्कमस्टेंसेस. अजम, आई हैव नो बर्थ, आई हैव नो बर्थ. And without beginning. Because if I had a beginning, I definitely must have an end, right? Since I have no beginning, I have no end either. Jo ma, and I'm immutable. Betti loka maheshwaram, and knowing me as maheshwaram means the greatest of gods, right? Asangmurva samarteshu. He remains unperturbed under all circumstances. Martyeshu, in the world of mortality, that is Martha. In the world of mortality, he remains unperturbed, not freaked out by death or anything. This is the last thing that you can have, right? He remains unperturbed. Sarva papahi pramuchyate, and overcomes all sins. The Christians will tell you that you are all sinful, and he overcomes all sins. Buddhir jnanam asangmohaha shama satyang damah shamaha sukham dukham bhavaya bhavo bhayam cha bhayameva cha. Buddhir jnanam asangmohaha, buddhir jnanam asangmohaha, buddhi, that is intelligence, jnana, that is knowledge. Asangmohaha remains without confusion. You will never get confused, right? Buddhir asangmoha shama, that is grace. What is grace? That you don't take revenge, right? For anything. You have no rancor or revengefulness in your anywhere. Anyway. Shama, satyam, truth. Damaha, that is, it means two things. One is breath, that is infinite breath. Shamaha, that is means control, right? You are your own master, right? The Shamaha. Sukhang dukhang, happiness, dukhang, suffering. Bhavaya bhava means becoming, you become angry, right? You are not angry. You become happy. You are not unhappy. You become unhappy. Right. Bhavaya bhava. Bhayam cha bhayameva cha. Bhaya means apprehension. Abhaya means lack of apprehension. No apprehension and no fear. Right? Ahimsa. That is, ahimsa. Gandhi was a proponent of ahimsa. That is, right? What is ahimsa? Hinsa means rancor. Ahimsa, you will never develop rancor. No matter what happens, you will have no rancor. Okay. Sukham, ahimsa, samata. Equality. You don't judge, right? You see everybody with equal vision. Tushti means satisfaction. Stapo, that is aspiration. Dana, that is charity. Yasho means fame. Yashaha, that is means infamy. That is notoriety. Bhavanti bhava bhutanam. The becomings, my becomings, you know, are possessed by these emotions. Matta eva prithak vidha. But mine is absolutely different from my becomings, right? You see the becoming in the humanity. Okay. Matta eva prithak vidha. But mine is different from them. Maharshaya, now I'm seeing of the great seers, right? Sapta purbe chattvara maravastatha. Now it need reference, you know, and that will be really lengthy. But in the next reading, I'll go into lengthy explanations when they won't appear to be lengthy anymore. You'll derive happiness and by deeper understanding the same thing. But Maharshaya, sapta purbe chattvara maravastatha. Seven great seers and the seven mental beings before that, right? Four mental beings and seven great seers. Madbhava manasa jata eshang loka imahaprajaha. From which this world has appeared, from whom the world has appeared. Now, this is a statement. But not an explanation. You'll see that it is true. Seven great seers and four mental beings, right? Before that, from whom the entire existence, everything has appeared, whether in the past or in the future or for the present. Madbhava manasa jata. They are all born of my imagination. Eshang lokaha imahap ya. Madbhava manasa jata. From whom this world has been produced? These seven great seers and the four mental beings. They are all born of my imagination. Who has materialized? Who have materialized the existence? They are all born of my imagination. Etang vibhutin yogan cha mama yobetti tattatah so abhikampena yogena yojate nasa sankshayah. Whoever knows these powers of mine in principle, whoever or those or whoever knows these powers of mine in principle, so abhikampena yogena yojate nasa sankshayah. He sticks around me without wavering. Without any doubt. Asankshayah. Na atra sankshayah. There is no doubt about it here. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvang pravartate iti matva bhajante mang budaha bhava samannitah. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Everything begins in me or in my imagination. Mattaha sarvang pravartate. Now everything, you know, changes in me. Not outside me. Everything changes in me. Iti matva bhajante mang buddha bhava samannitaha. By knowing this, the most intelligent people or evolved people They worship me by knowing this. Matchitta madgata prana bodhayantaha parasparam. Because God is speaking to a person, right? A man. Matchitta madgata prana. Matchitta. Think of me all the time. Right? No matter what you are doing. Madgata pranaha. And your emotions and vitality, right, are all in me. Madgata pranaha. Bodhayanta parasparam. And understand this by talking to each other. Kathantascha mang nityam tushyanti charamanticha. And speak about me, you know. And by that, you become happier and happier. It sounds like a great ego, right? If God speaks to a person, it's true, right? Teshaṁ satati yuktānāṁ bhajatāṁ pritipurvakam tadāmi buddhi yugantāṁ yena māṁ upayānti te. Teshaṁ satati yuktānāṁ, among them who are perpetually, you know, linked with me and loves me truly, dadami buddhi yugantam, I give him or them the ability to reach my intelligence and he becomes my second or he becomes like me. Tesham mevanukampartha aham ajnana yantamah nashami atma bhavastha jnana deepena bhasvata. And in them I light the brightness. This brightness, this intelligence, you know, guides them. Not accidents guide them. Intelligence. They are guided by the light of this intelligence. And I remove the darkness of their heart and mind by my self-expression through them. And they become luminous. And not stupid. Yeah. Arjuna Vacha. Now the person is saying to God, Parang Brahma Parang Dhamma Pavitrang Paramang Bhavan Purushang Shashvatang Divyamaji Devang Ajam Bibhum. Parang Brahma. You are the supreme Brahma. Parang Brahma. Parang Dhamma and the supreme abode. Pavitran and pure, Paramang Bhavan, and you are supreme. Purushan Shashvatan. Purushan means the will. Eternal will. Divyam Adi Devam Ajang Vibhum. And you are divine, and you are eternal, and everything was born in you. And you are the Lord. Ahustaya Mrishaha Sarve Devarshi Naradas Tatha Asitra Devalo Vyasaha Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. Ahustaya Mrishaha Sarve. All the great seers from Narada. I'll tell you about Narada. You know, he has been. Narada is the greatest, is a great seer. Devala. Vyasa, they all speak about you in the same manner, but you are telling me personally yourself, right? You are telling me personally yourself. Sarvameta dhrityang maniye yan maang badashi keshava nahite bhagavan bikting vidu devana dhanavaha. Sarvameta dhrityang maniye. Whatever you are saying is true because I feel it as such. Right? You don't depend on others or refer to anybody or to any dictionary, right? Or to any saying because it feels. Yanmang Badashi Keshava. O Keshava. Keshava means Lord, you know. Whatever you are telling me, you know, it feels like truth. Nahite Bhagavan Bikting. You are not only an expression of any kind of expression. Next thing, Vidur Devanadanabha. Neither the gods nor the demons know about you. That I can see. Samayvat matmanam vitvanta purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. Swayameva atma atmanam. It means realization with oneness. There are four types of cognition in nature. The first type of cognition, which is occult, you call occult science, right? That you know anything you want to know by a feeling of identity, not by questioning it, right? Then you begin to feel, you know, what you are looking for. It's a question of feeling. One can only know you by feeling like you. There is no other way. Right? Vithvatang, yeah. Swayamevam atmanam vithvatang purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha. Bhuta bhavana. You think about your becomings. Bhuta bhavana. That is, you think for all. You don't disregard any person, right? From your thought. Everybody. There is no person who is not included, you know, in your imagination. There is nobody. Bhutesha and the Lord of all. Deva Deva Jagatpate is the Lord of the universe. Jagat means what has been born. Jagat means the world. And you are the Lord of the world. Jagatpate. Bhaktumarasi Ashishena Divyahi Atma Bhutayaha. Yavid bhivutir bhillokani mangstvang vyapatishtasi. Please tell me, without any remainder, or without anything left out, about your own powers and knowledge. Yavid bhivutir bhillokani mangstvang vyapatishtasi. By which you become immanent and pervasive among everything. Whether it is sun, or a maggot, right, or an ant, or an elephant, or a stone, or the ocean, or me, or him, or anybody, right, you become immanent. Tell me about your ability to become immanent. Katham vidyamaham yogin svang sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintayasi bhagavan maya. Please tell me how I can become one with you and how you will appear within me, in which abilities, right, and capacity, how you will appear in me, right, and how you will think of yourself, because nobody can think of you. You can only think of yourself. But how, in what way you will think of yourself, right, in everything, you will become immanent. Vistarena atmana atmanam yogam vibhutincha janardana bhuyah kathaya triptirhi shinnato nasti me amritam. Please elaborate yourself and tell me of all your powers, O the ruler of multiplicity. Tell me once again, because the more I hear, the more thirst to hear more, you know, arises. More thirst to listen. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, God said, Hantase kathishyami divya hi atma bhutayah pradhaniyatah kurusheshta nastyanto bistarasaya me. Hantase kathishyami. I am telling you once again of my own powers. Primarily, all the best of. He's addressing Arjuna, right? Kurusheshta, the best of worker. Or the best of worker, primarily, there is no end of my self-expression. There is no end to my self-expression. Aham atma gurakesha sarva bhuta asaya sthita. Aham adishya madhyancha bhuta anamanta vimacha. Aham atma, I am the soul. O gurakesha, O the sleepless one. I am the soul of everything. Sarva bhuta asaya sthita. And I am there in everything. Because I am the soul. Aham adishya, I am the beginning. I am the middle, and I am also the end. Adityanaham aham Vishnu, Vishnu Jyotishang Ravi Angshuman, Marichir Murmatam Asmi Nakshatranam aham Shashi. Adityanaham aham Vishnu Jyotishang Ravi Angshuman. Among the beginners, I am Vishnu. Now, there may be a little difficulty when I refer to names, certain names, right? How they are represented in words, you know, is very elaborate. I'll tell you of these things, you know, in the right time. Among the Aditya, where is Bill? Bill Kitchen? Hey, you asked me about what? Aditya Ridham?
Aditya
Ridham? Yeah. Aditya means the beginning, in short. Aditya aham Vishnu. Among the beginning, I am Vishnu. Jyotishang Ravirangshuman. And among the luminosity, I am the sun. Now, the sun provides you with a physical luminosity, right? But it never removes the darkness of your heart. Here is symbolic. When it speaks that among the luminosity, I am the sun. Marichi marumatam asmi. And marichi. What is marichi? Marichi marumatam asmi. Marichi means you call mirage, right? What you see in deserts, mirage, right? And I create the mirage, right? In the desert, right? Marichi marumatam asmi. Nakshatranam aham Shashi. And among the indestructible, I am Shashi. Shashi literally means moon, is indestructible. There are all stories about this. They are all symbolic. You have to remove the symbol and see the truth in the symbolism. And among the indestructible, you know, nakshatra, which is never destroyed, is the moon. Nakshatra. And among the stars, literally speaking, I am the moon. Indestructible. Now I'm not going to the explanation, you know, of this symbolism. You'll understand. If you don't understand now, you'll understand later, you know, if it comes as a question in your heart or mind. Vedanang samavedesmi devanamasmi basavaha indyanang manaschasmi bhutanamasmi chetana. Vedanang, that is among knowledge, I am Samaveda. Samaveda means Rig, Sama, Yaju, and then Atharva. There are four Vedas. Rig is a creative knowledge. Sama is a protective knowledge. Yaju is a physical knowledge. So among the knowledge, I am Samaveda. Samaveda is comprehensive. Samaveda is a comprehensive. I won't get into elaboration of this point, you know, at this time. But Samaveda is comprehensive knowledge. It spreads out to everything. And among the Vedas, that is among the knowledges, you know, because you have divided the knowledge by into four divisions: Rig, Sama, Yaju, and Atharva. Vedanam Samaveda. I am among the Vedas, I am Samaveda. Devanam asmi Vasavaha. And among the Devas, among the gods, Vasavaha means Indra, the king of gods. Among gods, I am the king of gods, Vasavaha. Indyanam manaschasmi. And among the organs, I am the mind. Without mind, your organs don't function. Indyanam manaschasmi. Bhutanam asmi chetana. And among the becomings, that is, among the humanity, right, I am consciousness. Bhutanam asmi chetana. Rudranam shankaras chasmi. And among the rudras, rudra means destroyer. Destruction. Among the destroyers, I am Shankara. Shankara means synthesis. Synthesis destroys your contradictions, right? And you are born in a world of contradiction, and pass through contradiction, and saw contradiction, and worship contradiction, and illusions. Right? And I'm destruction for all of them. And I'm dangerous, you know, when I'm destroying the contradictions. Mercilessly, I destroy the contradictions. Rudranam Shankara Chasmi. Bittesho Yaksha Rakshasam. And among the rich, I am the richest. This Bittesho, Bittesha, right? Bitta means wealth. Isha means the god of wealth. Among the wealthy, I am the god of wealth. Basunang Pavakash Chasmi Meruhu Shikari Namaham. Basunang. Basu. There are 8 basus. They have been referred to in other books. But I can tell you, you know, because I know them. Basunang, and among the basus, I am Pavaka. Pavaka means I am the fire, which is one of the basus. Pavaka, which burns you down. Right? Among the basus, you know, I am the burner. Basunang pavaksha meruhu shikari namaham. And speak about the axes. What is the plural of axes? Axes? Axes. I am the poles. Whichever pole you choose, you know, I am the end. You can't, you know, go beyond me. I am the end. Okay. Meruhu shik. Basunang Pavakash chasmi. Meruhu shikari namaham. Okay. Poles. Purasa sancha mukhyang mang vidhi partha bihaspatim. Senanai mahang skandaha sarasamasmi sadaraha. Purasa sancha mukhyang mang. In the movement, I am the vanguard. I am the vanguard. If there is a movement, I am the vanguard. Purushansa Mukhyangmang Vidhi Partha Brihaspatim. And in knowledge, Brihaspati, Jupiter. Brihaspati means planet Jupiter. And Brihaspati is the god of knowledge. And I am the spokesman among the spokesmen. Purasancha Mukhyangmang. Senanai Mahang Skandaha. And among the generals, I am Skandaha. Now this Skandaha became Alexander in Greece and Sikandar in the Middle East. Among the warriors, I am Skandaha, the general. Sarasamasmi Sagaraha. And among the liquid, I am the ocean. Pool, you know, but the ocean. Maharshinam Bhigurahaṁ Giramasmiya Kapaksham. Maharshinam Bhigurahaṁ. And among the seven great seers, I am Bhrigu. You have to know about the seven seers individually. I'll do that, you know, next Sunday perhaps. I'll continue the 10th chapter, giving you the details, you know, of all these people. And there shall be no Gita. When I come to a point, you know, I'll only give you the details, you know, of their personalities, or their abilities, or their powers, you know, and how they work. Among the seven seers, I am Bhrigu. Girami ekas aksharam. And among the heights, I am one word. Among the heights, I am the one word. Now it can sound very peculiar, you know. Height. Now this is symbolic. Girama, giri means hills or mountains. I'm the highest of the mountains, means that. But ekaksharam, that is one word, right? If you can take it, you can take it like Om. I'll get into the explanation of all these things the next time I read the 10th chapter. And it will take the whole time. Yagganan japa yagganasmi sthavaran himalayaha. And among the yagga, yagga to work together is called yagga. This is the literal meaning of yagga, to work together, right? Among, I am japa yagga, I am repetition. You'll find me only repeating myself. But you don't see the repetitiousness because I speak of everything. I don't leave any subject, you know, out of consideration. But I say the same thing, no matter what I'm speaking about. Right. Sthavaranam Himalaya. And among stability, I'm Himalayas. You see Himalaya? Stable, right? But it means, yeah, sthavaranam himalaya. Ashvattha sarva vikshanam devashinam cha naradah gandharvanam chitratah avaisitratah gandharvanam chitratah siddhanam kapilomunihi. Ashvattha sarva vikshanam. And among all the trees, I am the ashvattha tree. Ashvattha is symbolic. It's described in Veda as a tree with roots upward. You cannot see the roots. You can only see the foliage. If you go downwards, you'll again come to the trunk, and you will never find the tree, roots of the tree. It's always underground, right? And if you go up, you'll again find the trunk and the roots, but you'll never find, you know, its origin, no matter whither way you go. That is, among the trees, I am like that. Devarshinam cha naradah. And among the divine seers, I am Narada. And I'll have to tell you about Narada, you know, it will take the whole day. Means 2-3 hours about to speak about Narada. He is a divine seer. Yeah. Devarshinam cha naradah. No, if I get into explanation, it will take a long time. Gandharvanam Chitrataha. And among the Gandharvas, I am Chitrataha. Chitrataha literally means who decorates the chariot. Chitra means pictures. Rataha means the chariot. Who decorates the chariot. And among the Gandharvas, you know, I am the decorator of the I am Chitrata. I'll explain these things later, you know. There are lots of names and references. And among the Siddhas, I am Kapila Muni. Kapila is a Muni, right? Muni means who walks with mind. It doesn't mean that he'll cease to function physically. but he works with mine. And there is an ashram of Kapila Muni, right, in the deltas of the river Ganges, not in its origin. Its origin, now all these things, you say Washington Square, right? Or Scott Street, right? Or John, where you lived in Las Vegas, what is the name of it? Pershing Avenue. Now you, this Pershing is a person. Washington is a person, right? Now all these rivers and all these ashrams are the symbolic physical representations, you know, of its principle. And so in the deltas of Ganges, that is end of knowledge, when Ganga is surrendering herself to the ocean, right? And Kapila Muni, you know, received his liberation or illumination, you know, in the deltas of Ganges. Just before when Ganges, you know, meets the ocean. Siddharam Kapila. And there is a long story of Kapila Muni, what he did, right? Kapila means born of a monkey. It means that too. Literally. Kapi means a monkey. Once I went to, where? What's his name? Coyote's ranch. What's it called? Olima. And Coyote's wife asked me, are you the monkey spirit? She asked me that question, right? Are you the monkey spirit? We hear of Siddhanam Kapila Munihi, Uchahi Shava Samashwanang, Bidding Mam Amito Bhavam, Ayavatam Gajendranang Narananchan Radipam, Uchahi Shava Samashwanang. Ashwa means horse. And it is said, I'll give you a little reference to Uchahi Shava. Uchahi Shava means the loudest neigh. The demons and the gods started churning the ocean. With the mountain, right? And with Naga, that is, Naga means a big snake, like python. It's like, you know, you have to elongate the python, you know, till it can go around the hill. And this, the both ends were held on one side of the ocean by demons, and the other side by gods. There's a story. And they started churning the ocean. And this Uchaishrava, the horse with the loudest neigh, came out, you know, from churning ocean. It means that, literally. But it is only symbolic. I'll give you its principal meaning. But not today. It will freak you out. Uchai Shava Samashwanang, Vidhimam Amritod Bhavam, and know that I have come from immortality. Amritod Bhavam, know that I have come from immortality. Among the horses, I am Uchai Shava, and I have come from immortality. Ayyavatam Gajendranang, and then came out Ayyavata, the elephant. And it was named Airavata. Among the elephants, I'm Airavata. This elephant was found in churning the ocean. They're all symbolic. You understand? But if I go into that, it will be 6 o'clock to end. That's why I'll take more time, you know, and you can digest what you're listening now. If it ever comes, you know. Okay. Airavatam Gajendranang, among the elephants, I am the king of elephants, Airavata. Ayudham namahang bajjang, dhenu namasmi kamadhuk, prajanashchasmi kandarpaha sarpanamasmi basukihi. Ayudham namahang bajjang. Among the weapons, you know, ayudha means which destroys your life, no matter how you die, right? You can die jumping up the span of Golden Gate Bridge. You can die in an accident, you can die by heart failure between the sheets, or yeah, you can die anyway by it. And among, you know, the weapon, I'm Bajrang. Bajrang means the thunder. That's a thunderbolt, Bajrang. Dhenumana must be Kamadhuk, and among the cows, right, I'm a Kamadhen, Kamadhuk. Kamadhen, the satisfier of everything, right, who provides satisfaction in everything you seek or you want. Dhenumana must be Kamadhuk, Parjana Chasmi Kandarpaha, and among the progenitor, I'm Kandarpaha. Who is Kandarpaha? The biggest progenitor in the whole world. And among the progenitor, I'm Kandarpaha. Sarpana must be Basuki. And among the snakes, I'm Basuki. Now, I have told you about the basur, right? 8 basurs. Now, Basuki is supposed to be a snake with 1,000 fangs, right? Upholding this planet, you know, in great waters. That is reference to Basuki. And among the serpents, there is reptiles. And that Basuki, with 1,000 fangs, upholding this world in the great waters, right? Sarpanam is Basuki. Anantashchasmi Naganang. And among the Nagas, Naga means this python, by which Naga means, who was asking me this morning about Naga? Huh? Who? A bell. Naga. Among the Nagas, you know, I'm Ananta. Ananta means infinity. I'm so long that you can use me around everything to churn anything. Like time. Ananta Shasmi. I am Ananta. I am the infinity among the Nagas. Varuno Yadasamaham. And among the god of waters, right? I am Neptune. Varuna is actually Neptune, right? The god of waters. Varuno Yadasamaham. Among the waters, you know, I don't dwell on that for a long time. It's difficult, you know. Take a long time. Yadasamaham. Among the gods of waters, I am Varuna. Pitiramaryamaschasmi yamaha sangyamatamaham. And among the fathers, I am Aryama. Aryama is like Adam, right? The first. Who multiplied, you know, till we became 3.6 billions. Yeah. Among the fathers, I am Aryama, which can be, it's like Adam. Among the fathers, I am Aryama. Pitram Arimas Chasmi, Yamaha, Sangyamatamaham. And Yamaha means the king of death. You know, and when I want to control, you know, I become the king of death. Prahladas chasmi daityanang kalah kalayatamaham, miranam chamrigendrayahang bainetashcha pakshinam. And among the daityas, right, I am Prahlada. There are stories about Prahlada and his father. Hiranyakashipu. His name was Hiranyakashipu, right? Do you know that? There are books, English books. You can know all of them. Then you can see them, you know, figuratively. But you can see them in principle, you know, even now, all the time. Prahlada. Prahlada. Prahlada means the bliss of the beginning. That is Prahlada. Daitya means contradiction. I am Prahlada among the Daityas. Duality. It has been derived from the Sanskrit word "di," means two. When you have two, right, you are in contradiction. Which one? Right? Anything, you take two, then you'll be in confusion which way to go when you have two, right? Isn't that true? Okay. I am Prahlada among the Daityas. Daityanang Prahlada Shasmi Kalaha Kalayatamaham. And I am the period, you know, of speaking. I am the period of speaking, right? Kalaha Kalayatamaham. Mriganancha Mrigendrayam. Venetascha Pakshinam. Mrigananancha Mriga. Who moves towards death, you know, I am the king of death. Mriga means a deer. Literally, it means a deer. Mriga. And there are stories, you know, to relate to these names, you know. And I am the king of Mrigas who goes towards death. Right? I'm that too. Mriga, Migendrayan. Vainyatashya Pakshinam. And among the birds, I am son of Binata. Binata means, literally it means very submissive, polite. And her son, she had two sons. And this one son is Garuda. You have seen Garuda in picture? This is Garuda. And among the birds, I am Binata's son, Garuda. And now, there are stories about Garuda. I'll tell you. Vainyatascha Pakshinam. Pavanaha Pavatamasmi Ramaha Shastrabhitamaham Jhasanang Makarashchasmi Sutasamasmi Jannavi. And among the sharks, I am Makara. Makara means a dragon, you know, underwater. Just takes you out, you know. Yeah. I am Makara. And Ganga, this goddess, her carrier is a Makara, symbolically. Anyway. Jhasanang Makarashchasmi, Sutasamasmi Jannavi. And among the flow, and the flow of Jannavi. Jannavi is another name of Ganga. The flow of spiritual knowledge. Jhasanang Makarashchasmi, Sutasamasmi, among the I am Jannavi, among the rivers. Sarganam Adhirantascha Majhayan Chaiva Mahajina, Adhinatma Vidya Vidyanang Badaha Pravatatamaham. Sarganam Adhirantascha. And in heaven, I'm the beginning and the end of heaven. Sarga. And of creation. I'm the beginning and the end of Sarga. Madhyan Chaiva. And I'm the middle too. Adhinatma Vidya Vidyanang. And among the knowledge, I'm the spiritual knowledge. Among the knowledge, I'm the spiritual knowledge. Badaha Prabhadatamaham. Adhinatma Vidya. By which you supersede yourself. Then you go to a point, there is nowhere to supersede but yourself. Yeah. Badaha Prabhadatamaham. And I'm the great resistance to what had been hitherto spoken. I can destroy everything you know offered to me. But without touching it. I'll just destroy it, right? No matter whatever you offer to me. Okay. Prabhadatamaham. Aksharamakarasmi dvandaha samasikatya. Aham evakshaha kalo dhat aham vishyatumukhaha. Aksharamakarasmi. Among the letters, right? I am A. If you read Sanskrit, the first letter you read is A. Right? Then A. Then E. then E, like that it goes. Now I'm not going to speak about that, you know, I'll speak about Sanskrit, you know, later on when the time is ripe and you have more time to listen. Among the letters, I am the letter A, Dvandaha Samasikatya. And I am the contradiction for the synthesis, or in Sanskrit grammar, there is called, it has been referred in grammar. But here, in principle, it means, you know, I am the contradiction for synthesis. Not to carry it over, you know, till the end of existence. Dandha samasikacha. Aham evakshaya kalo dhat aham vishyato mukha. And aham evakshaya kalo. And I'm the indestructible time. I am the indestructible time. You cannot destroy time. What the scientist said, matter is indestructible, right? Till they destroyed the matter and turned it to energy. I can go on from here to that point, and it will take about 10 minutes, you know, to come to the end again and start it over again. But I'm not going to do that today, right? Because I need rest. And this is a long chapter. Dhataham vishyato mukha. And I'm upholding the existence, universe, right? By radiating myself in all the facets of existence. Vishyato mukha. Nothing, you know. You won't find a facet, you know, where I'm not at the end of it. Vishyato mukha. Mrityuh sarvaharascha madhvascha bhavishyatam kirtihi shivakcha narinang smitir medhadhiti kshama. Mrityuh, I am death. Sarvaharascha, which removes everything. And starts over again. I am the death. Sarvaharascha, which removes everything. Also, I am the future. Kirtihi, and among the lady or goddesses or whatever you say, right? I am Kirtihi, Shri, Bak, Smriti, Medha, Dhritihi, and Shama. I am Kirtihi. I am, Kirti means deeds. Who can perform great deeds, right? That is Kirti. Shri, worthy, not stupid, but worthy in everything. Okay, but I'm the voice, I can speak. Smriti, memory. Medha, this is intelligence in feminine expression. Medha, dhritihi, ability to conceive and retain. And Kshama, the greatest grace, I pardon. I pardon. I don't retaliate. Kshama. Vihasama tatha samnang gayatri chandasamaham. Masanang margoshishyam ritunang kusumakara. Vihasama tatha samnang. And among the Sama, you know, I am the greatest of Sama. Sama is a knowledge. I told you about it. Sama Veda. Okay. I am Brihasama, the greatest Sama. Gayatri Chandasamaham, and my rhythm is Gayatri. And among the rhythm, right, I am Gayatri. Now if I tell you about the rhythm, Gayatri, it's like in English, you have learned some rhythms, right? In your colleges? What are the rhythms? I forget the names, you know.
Rams,
yeah. I am among the rhythms, you know, I am Gayatri. Masarang Margoshisham. And among the months, I'm the best of the monks. Marga Shisha, the best of the monks. Marga means also ways, among the ways and the best of the ways. And the best of the ways, Marga Shisha, the highest way. Because it's a month, you know, which brings you the year, one crossing one after another, right? Masanang Marga Shisham, Ritunang Kusmakar, huh? And among the season, you know, I'm the spring. I'm not winter. I'm spring. Divtang chalata masmi tejas tejas sinamaham, jayasmi vyavasayasmi sattvang sattvatamaham. Divtang chalata masmi. And to create confusion, you know, I'm the greatest. I can create such confusion. Right. Divtang chalata masmi. Tejas tejas sinamaham. And I'm the power among the powerful. I'm the power among the powerful people, right? Or men, or individuals, or whatever. I'm the power. Tejas, tejas, jayasmi, I'm the victory. Vyavasayasmi, I'm the business. Activities too. I'm the victory, I'm the activity. Swatvang, swatavatamaham, I'm the balance among them who have balance. Right. Vrishinang vasudevesmi pandamanang dhananjaya ha. Muninam apihang vyasaha kabinamushanaha kabhi. Vrishinang, among the Vishnus, right? I am Vasudeva, who gives abode to the Vasus, eight Vasus. I am the abode for all these Vasus. Vasudevesmi, Pandamanang Dhananjaya. And among the pale, I am Dhananjaya, who conquered the wealth. That is Arjuna. He is referring to Arjuna, you know, as himself. And Arjuna is listening to what God is speaking to him, right? What God is speaking to him, and he is saying, I am Arjuna, you know, among the pale children, right? Picked up. I am Arjuna, who has conquered the world. Dhananjaya, Muninam apihang vyasaha, kabinamushanaha kabhi. And among the munis who work with mind much more than their muscles, right? Not their muscles have become inactive, but the muscles function, you know, by its own way. You don't beat your heart, it beats all by itself, right? Dennis, do you beat your heart? It beats all by itself, right? So the muscular function goes all by itself. I didn't have to involve my mind, you know, for my muscular activities. It's spontaneous. So, among the workers with mind, I am Vyasa. Vyasa who wrote Gita, of course. Among the munis, that is, who work with mind, are called munis. This word has been derived from the Sanskrit word manana. To work with mind is called a muni. And among the munis, I am vyasaha. Kavinaha mushanaha kavihi. And among the poets, you know, I am the poet, like Ferlinghetti or something like that, right? That is Shukracharya. Shukracharya is a poet. And what he gives you is freak out, total. You have no way out from it. Okay. If you want to hear, I'll hear. I'll tell you. But don't freak out. Okay. Dando damayatamasmi niti rasmi jigishatam maunang chaibasmi guhyanang ganang ganabatam ham. Dando damayatamasmi. When it needs ruling, right? I am the bait, you know, or what you call the stick. Yeah. The mace. I'm the mace, you know, when it needs controlling, I'm the mace. Damayatam asmi, and I use it, you know, for subjugation. Niti dasmi jigishatam, and my principle is victory. Jigishatam, maunam chaivasmi guhyanam, and about things which are not to be related at the present moment, you know, I'm silent. I'm silent. Gyanam gyanabhatam aham, and I am the knowledge for those who have knowledge. Yat chapi sarvabhutanang bijang tadham arjuna, na tadasti bina yat sanmiya bhutam characharam. I am the seed, right, immanent in everything, by which the mobile part and the immobile part, you know, stays in the same world. Otherwise, there shall be no world without me. Nanto esti mama divyanang vibhutinang parantapa, oh, the supreme aspiration in human form. Nanto esti mama divyanang, there is no end of my divine powers. Esha tu deshataha prakta vibhutel vistara shomaya. For certain reason, I am telling you about my powers. For certain purpose, I am not telling you about my powers without a purpose. I am telling you all these things, you know, elaborately, before the necessity to see this power comes. Mr. Ashwamaya, yadat vibhutimat tvattvang srimadvijjitam evaba tattat devavagacchattvang mama tejavangsa sambhavam. Yad vibhutimat svatvang srimadvijjitam evaba. And all these powers, you know, which will arise out of your ability to balance yourself, Arjuna, right, you will never get confused. Yeah. Yad yad vibhutimat svatvang srimadvijjitam. And all these powers, you know, will appear to you and you will undergo the powers of the God. When the time requests it, you'll have the power, not that you'll become powerless. But I'm telling you all these powers of mine so that you don't freak out, you know, when the necessity arises to be stable and not yield to it, right? And they're all born of my imagination. Athava bahunatena king jnatena tava arjuna vishtavyamidam krishnam ikangshena stito jagat. O Arjuna, why shall I elaborate on this matter more? Because when the time will come, you'll have the power, right? Because you'll undergo that divine power and you'll reveal your power immediately. And why should you know more? The whole existence, from beginning to its end, you know, is only my one ray. Yeah, is residing in my one ray. This God is telling to a person, a human form, when in a war field, in a field of war, he's telling and he's listening, because war will start tomorrow, right? Is the day before. The ultimatum has been given. So I'm telling you all these powers, right? So that you can play your role properly. That's all.